Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody. It's Dueling Tangents time with Luke and Brian. I'm adding in the time. It's actually officially called Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. But again, I'm getting pedantic here. Either way, we're broadcasting to you all across the state in four different locations now. Oh, this is amazing here. We got WTTN out in Madison. That's 1580 AM as well as 92.7 FM. That's Double Radio. And we also have in Waukesha, WAUK 540 AM as well as 101 FM, The Shaw. You want to keep going here, Luke? I'm running out of things. You have it in, written in front of you.
No worries.
I mess it up otherwise.
I don't have it written down yet in front
Bullfalls
of me.
Bull Falls Radio.
It's Bull Falls Radios, but I know it because it's 98.9 FM, 1230 AM, as well as locally grown radio up in Wisconsin Rapids. That is 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. It's kind of mean that our two closest AMs to each other up there are just the inverse of the inner two numbers. It's kind of mean. It's 1230.
It's 1320, 1230.
Yeah, that's kind of mean because that's going to be very easy to confuse. But I haven't got it wrong yet.
Don't get me wrong. It's not that I don't know them. I'm very well aware of them. I have all of it. I know the way I am right now, I will probably say my own name wrong. In fact, sometimes I've said Luke's name wrong and called him myself.
Yeah, that's true.
It makes sense.
I think Kelsey and the dog are also learning them because I think I say them in my sleep as I'm trying to memorize.
That's
100% it.
See, part of the thing, if you like, let's say you get a new jock from a different station or whatever, and they come over and they migrate over and stuff, they will go and every now and then they will go and just put their old liners out from, like, I mean, I think Stu sometimes would just throw out like something from like 30 years ago just if he had an off day or whatever. But anyway, I digress, as is our wont here on Dueling Tangents.
As we tend to do.
That's wont with an O, by the way. I'm a scholar. I'm learned.
You are learned, Brian. And I want to welcome you back 2 days in a row, man. This is almost a pattern. So we got to keep it.
I got to zig and zag at the same time.
Is your leg a little shaky? You know, you're kind of like getting back out there. You're sitting in a desk for too long today.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Actually, my leg literally is shaky because I can move it. I'm not stuck in the car the whole time.
There you go.
You know, limited leg movement.
Nice. Well, if folks, you want to join the show at any given time, you can. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Your tangents are encouraged as well. So please feel free to call and text that number, 844-967-2789. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. And Brian, we've had kind of a whirlwind of 24 hours of political news here in the state of Wisconsin, as well as the nation. There was a lot of Americans that went to the polls yesterday in states like Arizona, Michigan, and Kansas. So we're going to dive into probably one of the biggest shocking headlines of yesterday's primary results. And this is a week before Wisconsinites themselves go to the polls. So we'll dive into those primary debates as well coming up in the show. But let's lead it off, Brian.
Yeah.
Because there was a shocking, pretty incredible result in the Kansas primary yesterday. It was the first time that abortion access was on the ballot since the United States Supreme Court took a drastic step, and rather than just roll back Roe v. Wade, they completely overturned it.
Now let's set the stage here, because Kansas also planned this ahead of time before the Roe v. Wade decision, from what I understand. Like, that's how it got on the ballot in the first place, right? From what I understand. The Republicans, because again, the legislature there is primarily Republican and has been for ever. I think one time they had the state, the Senate, and the governor at the same time, and that was 92. But every other time, they've had pretty much Republican-controlled legislature, with every now and then they'll have a Democratic governor in the state of Kansas, just to give you an idea of how Kansas is made up. Now, on top of that, the Republican legislature put this on the ballot assuming a different result because it's a primary, and generally it's loaded with only Republican voters in these primaries, right? Well, that backfired.
And voter turnout in these primaries, historically, I saw numbers yesterday in the range of 300,000 to 400,000 voters in these off-year non-presidential primaries. And so that's kind of the what I would assume the Republican-led legislature in Kansas was hoping for. They were kind of looking for a low turnout number, and maybe that it's not that big of a deal. But Brian, the primary results out of Kansas were more in line with the presidential turnout. That's how important this issue was.
50%. They're talking 50%.
Which is high turnout. It was almost, I believe, close to a million voters rather than the 300,000, 400,000 range.
They said this was as big as a midterm election. Like, this primary was as big as a normal midterm
election. As like the normal November midterm election.
This is readily red, super rural red state Kansas. And you think, oh, they must have, you know, they must have gotten the libs in the cities, you know, to go on, which they did. But generally, the rural votes in the state of Kansas, as you can tell from the legislature being all red since 92, all red. So they traditionally vote Republican especially in the rural areas, right? They always have enough to overvote the cities, even if the cities turn out, right? Well, the cities turned out, but this also means, and there's a really good chance that the Republican districts also favored abortion access.
And that's the surprising part. So not even was it that the turnout was high, the margin in which the effort to protect abortion access won by was staggering, Brian.
They won more than Trump won. They were up 18 points, I believe, when I was reading as a New York Times article, and it was written last night. At the time that they wrote it, they were up 18 points. Trump won by 15.
So abortion access, protecting abortion access in the state of the conservative state of Kansas is more popular on the ballot than the conservative president looking to be reelected in 2020. That is shocking news, Brian.
You know what? Honestly, it isn't. Because nationwide polls over and over and over and over again tell us this is true. If you look back, and the only comparison I'm making to this, because obviously the situations in the direct circumstances are different. But if you look back to when Governor Evers got elected, right, there was a lot of marijuana referendums on the ballots. At least half of the state had a marijuana referendum on the ballot. And people had a chance to directly voice their opinion to maybe even possibly move the lines on something. And they did, and they showed up, and, you know, overwhelmingly, the entire state says, we want to legalize marijuana. Overwhelmingly, polls around say, we'd like to, you know, support Roe v. Wade. And overwhelmingly, this is across party lines. Because, again, this is not just about abortion. It's about your bodily autonomy, you know? So, again, I think there's a bunch of people who realize, oh, my goodness, this could affect me.
Yeah, and there's people that this is one of those instances where it is hard to believe that polling sometimes, Brian, because when you have voters that are not monoliths, they're not necessarily one issue voters. This wasn't a one issue ballot referendum.
But you got to separate that one issue.
Right. So we got to see that one issue. It's going to be interesting to see if this is applicable to where conservative voters are then, because it's also important to note that things like Medicaid expansion in states like Montana and Idaho and other deemed conservative states also pass when they're on ballot referendums.
They're coming up.
Things that Democrats want to do if they were allowed to have majorities in these conservative state legislatures around the country, are being expanded on ballot access, just like we saw in Kansas yesterday with the right to protect abortion access. And so it's going to be really interesting, because I feel a lot of people from this news out of Kansas yesterday is just saying, well, Republicans are screwed in this fall because now we know where voters stand on this issue. And I think it's very important to take this with a grain of salt from both, viewing it from both sides. I think conservatives should be a little bit worried, but we cannot have the progressives and the liberal camp all of a sudden believing that this is going to be written in stone and the results come November.
Yeah.
It is really important to know that there's still a lot of work to be done, and this
is
a good sign.
They did a lot of organizing in Kansas.
A lot of organizing everywhere, meeting people where they were and talking to them about this after it got announced that it was going to be on the ballot. And there's not a whole lot of the race. Well, there were numerous other races, but it wasn't a national election yesterday.
Yeah.
There was a number of states that held primary elections. Kansas, Michigan, Arizona. I believe there were a couple others as well. But when this comes down to November, it's going to be really interesting to see how the vote yesterday in Kansas does get applied to a national election.
I forgot. Is this binding? Does this actually legally do anything other than just get a poll?
I think it. No, it's simply there was an effort to remove it out of the Kansas's constitution has the right to an abortion in it. It protects abortion access in the state's constitution. And therefore, this effort to try to repeal that aspect of the state constitution failed. So it continues to provide the constitutional right to an abortion in the state of Kansas, which conservatives wanted to do away with, from my understanding of what was going on in Kansas. I'm not a Kansas expert. I'm really not. But that is my take on what was going on out there. So very interesting news. I think it's something to keep an eye on. It's a little interesting to me that it was so shocking to some people that were there on the ground as well. But it gives you a good feeling about maybe.
I could see like a small margin of victory. I like honestly, because again, the
18
polling
points.
The polling, or at least as of the New York Times article we're referencing. But yeah, that's the margin of victory. I thought was going to be smaller, I would say. But wow.
Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That over there is Brian. Taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. We're going to change gears and get into some Wisconsin headlines as well when we get back. But taking your phone calls all hour long. Dueling Tangents, we'll be right back.